7:37 our time, Jimmy Barrett program. Constitution-free zones. It is a roughly 100-mile zone around the border of the United States, which, by the way, includes a lot of Virginia, including the Richmond area. And in that zone, the Fourth Amendment can be ignored. Here to talk about it with us is Jeff Bellin, Associate Professor of Law at William & Mary. How did we end up with these constitution-free zones to begin with, Jeff?
Well, there's not really such a thing as a constitution-free zone. So, I mean, it's a hard question to answer. What people are talking about is that there's a different kind of application of the Constitution at the border areas.
And the border is considered a 100-mile area?
No. So the border is what you'd think of as the border. It's places where people can come back and forth between the U.S. and other countries, and then also what they call functional equivalents of the border, like airports.
Okay. So how did this whole thing get started? Because, you know, I see these postings pop up all the time. They've been popping up for years. So I guess is this like one of those urban legends that just keeps getting passed around and around and around?
Well, it is. I mean, there's an element of truth to it, but it's greatly exaggerated. So the first thing you have to understand is that the Constitution applies everywhere in the United States. So even at the border, the Constitution still applies. What we're talking about here is that what the government can do under the Constitution at the border is much broader than what it can do under the Constitution in other areas.
Yeah, and why is that? Why do we have differing rules at the border?
Well, it all comes down to, so in this context, what we're talking about is the Fourth Amendment, and the Fourth Amendment prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures. And so what the courts are doing with that language, the unreasonable piece of it, is they say, well, what's reasonable at the border is different from what's reasonable somewhere else. And so it's the Constitution is still applying, but what the courts are referring to as routine border searches, something basically like searching anyone who crosses the border for any reason and stopping them, obviously, that is considered reasonable under the Fourth Amendment, whereas obviously the police couldn't do that in the middle of Richmond and stop someone
right.
and
so,
search their belongings.
So as far as we know, there have been no cases of somebody outside of what we would legally consider to be the border of the United States being searched in this way.
Correct. I mean, so there's, like I said, there's elements of truth to this. So the government will push beyond kind of the very line of the border, and they'll say, well, sometimes we have to set up checkpoints a few miles away from the border, on major highways that lead from the border, things like that we see in kind of the Southwest. But certainly it's not the case that the government is stopping people, say, in Richmond or Washington, D.C., and saying, well, because there's a border with the ocean here, we can apply the border exception.
Well, and what doesn't make sense about it to begin with is, you know, when I look at this, the whole 100-mile-wide zone, including, you know, Richmond, they had it going all the way to Lynchburg. Well, for one thing, the border, if you want to get technical about it, the border of the United States is not at Virginia Beach.
Right.
The border of the United States is however many miles out to sea, right?
Right. That's a good point as well. And the courts are not morons. I mean, you can't just say to the court, there's some water that touches land here, and so this is the border of the United States. There has to be some connection. Someone has to be actually entering the country for the border exception to apply. You can't just say, I'm near the border, therefore I'm going to start searching everyone.
All right. Well, thanks for setting the record straight for us. Appreciate it, Jeff.
Okay, no problem.
Associate Professor of Law at William & Mary, that is Jeff Bellin, 741. Here on News Radio 1140 WRVA, and now at 98.5 FM. We've got a Don Sterling update for you as that keeps going on. Coming up next.